It's time for our weekly look at Congress with USA Today politics editor Paul Singer. Congress has just 11 workdays left before the August recess, and while the influx of young immigrants at the border is being called a crisis, a compromise on immigration seems elusive.
Meanwhile, Democrats in the Senate and Republicans in the House are working on issues that are not expected to make any progress. For Democrats, it's legislation that would undo the Supreme Court's recent Hobby Lobby ruling, and for Republicans, it's a hearing on their plan to sue President Obama for delaying the Affordable Care Act's employer mandate.
Paul Singer joins us every week at this time. Paul, good to have you back.
Nice to be with you, Rob. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right.
Well,
waiting for them to leave.
Yeah, this immigration thing now, we've talked about this a lot in the past months. You've said probably nothing is going to happen in this session of Congress. The issue is heating up. All these youth from Central America on the border, more people in polls rating immigration as a top issue. What are both sides pushing for? Is there any room for real compromise?
Yeah, well, now we've moved off the issue of an actual immigration bill that sort of alters, amends, or changes federal law. Mm. Now what we're into is a very narrow piece of legislation to provide emergency funding to a bunch of agencies to respond to the crisis of these unaccompanied children flowing across the border. They've had something like 40 or 50,000 kids from Central America turning themselves in at the border, essentially looking for asylum in the U.S. And it's basically overwhelming the system. And so President Obama's asked for $3.7 billion, I believe, of kind of emergency funding to handle these kids, send a bunch of judges and lawyers down there to process them and send them back. The Republicans have said essentially, well, if you're going to get any extra money, we want a change in law that will allow you to basically deport them much more quickly. Mm. There's a whole bunch of technical reasons why under existing law, you can basically grab a kid or any illegal immigrant at that point and just send them back to across the border if they come from Mexico or Canada.
Right.
If they come from somewhere further away, you got to go through this whole process. And basically, the Republicans want to streamline that to get rid of these kids faster. We'll see. The White House has said they're interested in some similar law change, so it may not be an unbridgeable gap.
So the White House said they might be open to a faster send back without the full process that some Republicans are looking for?
Yeah, some version of that. That's right. The administration is willing to, in fact, at one point was going to ask for themselves a change to that law to sort of expand it so that other children from other Central American countries could be deported more quickly, similarly to the way it's done for Mexican children. Again, the issue is you got these two parties that don't trust each other. Can they actually come to a deal? The Republicans still say they don't believe the Obama administration is going to implement this stuff the way they mean for him to. And they're very concerned that essentially what's going on is, with a wink, the administration is going to let these kids ultimately stay. They'll get some sort of asylum declaration that will let these kids stay. And that has been a concern of a lot of the Republican members.
Are they balking at the price tag here of $3.7 billion? I know Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin joins us on our show today. He's been saying lately it'd be a lot cheaper if we just did what we want to do, ship them back faster. We can do it at something like a tenth of the cost.
Right. Well, there's some balking at the cost, but I don't think the cost is really the big deal. Ultimately, it's going to be a couple of billion dollars one way or the other. I don't think it's going to be, the $300 million that Senator Johnson may be suggesting. But, there's going to be more money. It'll probably be less money than Obama is asking for. And I don't think anybody really disputes the notion that the agencies that are responding to this flood of kids need more money and just even just to house them, and to provide more judges down there to process them. You just don't have enough people on the ground. So then the issue is going to become how much money, and that's still sort of up for dispute as well. They still think they're going to be able to get this done sometime in the next couple of weeks. We'll see.
Election year political calculations here?
Sure. For everybody. One of the things that's interesting is that the idea of deporting these kids more quickly was something that the Obama administration had floated by themselves and immediately got pushback from immigration advocates and for immigrant rights groups, who still, you know, will argue that Obama has, in fact, been setting historic records of deportation, despite the fact that he has rewritten some policies to make it easier for some kids to stay. So it's very tough. And of course, you know, I think ultimately nobody wants to look like we are simply turning our back on some kids who are coming from very, very rough circumstances and have been through a very traumatic experience. I mean, I think there is still on both sides an effort to extend as much humanitarian care as possible, even while upholding our immigration laws.
So that's something that might get accomplished in the next 10, 11 days. There's some legislation you're less or more skeptical about. Very justifiably, we heard just a little while ago that a Democratic Senate plan to turn around the Supreme Court's ruling, in effect, turn it around to the Hobby Lobby lawsuit on contraceptive coverage under the Affordable Care Act. That's already been stifled within the Senate, hasn't it?
Yes. Which came as no surprise to anybody. These are the sort of things, and I know you and I have talked about this before on this program, that we call them message votes. You know, the Democrats wanted to make a point. The point being, we disagree with the Supreme Court, and we believe the Supreme Court has narrowed women's right to contraception, because the way this ruling works is it says that privately held companies can refuse to pay for some forms of contraception that refuse to provide insurance that covers some forms of contraception that they consider a violation of their religious tenets. So what the senators were trying to do was to pass a law that basically patches that, or a fix, as they were calling it, that would say, no, you have to provide, you know, all legal contraception. Your health insurance plan has to provide all legal contraception for your employees. You can't choose, as it were.
But even if it had somehow gotten through the Senate, wasn't going to go anywhere in the House.
Not a chance.
So this is a political messaging bill.
Yeah, and it's actually good. The funny thing about this one, it's good political messaging for both sides. Democrats can now go out and say, see, we tried to reinstate your right to choose and your right to contraception, and the Republicans blocked it. And the Republicans go out and say, see, the Democrats are trying to overturn your religious freedoms and force this, you know, whatever, contraception sort of thing down your throat. So, you know, both sides win. The only thing that, you know, it doesn't change any policy anywhere. No laws get passed.
And speaking of laws not getting passed, a lawsuit against President Obama, that's the effort from Republicans on the House side of things.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of that. I really don't. It's we thought originally they were going to sue Obama on the basis of, you know, a bunch of executive action he's been taking. Because he's been saying, I'm going to act without Congress. Ultimately, they boiled it down to one item, and that is Obama delaying the employer mandate to provide coverage under the Affordable Care Act. The thing is that, I mean, this is something that the Republicans had been asking for. They had wanted a bill passed to delay the mandate in the first place. So then Obama does it unilaterally, and now they're going to sue him for essentially not implementing the law. They apparently had a witness this afternoon testifying on this who explained why they could sue Obama for this, who had previously written an op-ed sometime earlier arguing they could not sue Obama for this. So I don't know. I mean, I really don't know what to make of it. It seems to me it is a long shot at best and a bit of a stunt.
One more thing we've talked about, I don't want to leave it behind, the Highway Trust Fund, long-term problem with how we pay for federal road maintenance. Something's going to get passed, but not the big thing.
Yeah, Congress will kick the can down the road, as they are good at doing. The House has passed a bill that will just basically extend the current trust fund through May. I believe the Senate's going to vote on another version of that probably early next week. And everybody will just grumph, harumph, and pass the thing. The whole notion being that this gives us more time to work out a bigger deal, which, of course, is not really the truth. The truth is this will get us time to get past the elections and decide whether we're in better position to force our hand.
Do you know if states are complaining on this? Because they're probably trying to make long-term plans based around this funding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Congress hearing it, do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, the argument they get from just about everybody is that these 5, 6, 7 months extensions don't really help anybody very much because you can't plan for next year's construction season if your money's going to run out in May. You know, you guys up in Wisconsin, I doubt you've even moved a shovel by May. I mean, you probably start in, June and July.
Well, depends on the year, but yeah, it can happen.
Yeah, and you may not, at this point, there may not be any guarantee of money.
So some kind of short-term agreement looks very likely, though?
Yeah. Because otherwise the thing runs out, the trust fund runs out in like August, and that would be bad for everybody running into an election season.
All right, Paul, thanks as always for joining us.
Sure, we'll talk to you soon, Rob.
We've been speaking with USA Today politics editor Paul Singer. He joins us this time every week to bring us up to date on the latest from Congress and the election politics relating thereto.